Hello, welcome back to the English program with me, Steve. Hope you're doing okay. Let's just check the... it's the 8th of April, of course. I forgot. I've been very busy today. Haven't I, Pilar? Yes, I have, of course. She's nodding her head. Obviously, can't see her, but she is there, nodding her head, aren't you? Yes. Oh, she stopped now. Anyway, the English program, bringing you a wide selection of history, classic books, modern news, information, and a little bit of comment, provided by myself as well, thrown into the mix, if you like. The English program, broadcasting from Spain, Castilla-La Mancha. We're surrounded by mountains and windmills, and it's fabulous, it really is, wonderful. So we have some news, just changing the subject slightly, some news from the Liberal Democrats. They're, of course, on the campaign trail. I have this latest bit of news here, published today on their website, libdems.org.uk. In his desperation to gain the media spotlight, David Cameron is lurching from one spending black hole to another. So says Nick Clegg's chief of staff. Commenting on Conservative plans for a national citizen service for 16-year-olds that would require billions of public funds, Danny Alexander has said, the Conservatives are living in cloud cuckoo land if they think they can provide a national citizen service on the cheap. Once again, the Tories have made an enormous spending commitment without the foggiest idea of how they're going to pay for it. In his desperation to gain the media spotlight, David Cameron is lurching from one spending black hole to another. Voters won't buy his claims that he can give them something for nothing. You want to follow the Lib Dems, find out what they're doing and saying. As I say, go to their website. We're going to feature bits of news and information from all of the main parties over the next 4 weeks. But basically, the English programme, we're not really a political programme, so we're not exactly going to be going into lots of detail, but little bits every now and then, as and when we sort of come across the news. But their website, libdems.org.uk, they've got a Twitter, it's twitter.com/libdems. And I'm going to actually publish this episode right now, and I'm going to sort of publish it via Twitter. I'm going to tweet it. You want to give us any of your thoughts or views on the election campaign generally, or this particular issue, the National Citizen Service, in specifically, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave a comment on our our Twitter. I've got so many different social network groups, I sort of forget which ones I have. Twitter.com/English Radio. That is the thing. We also have an email, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com.